104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, incredible article we saw, we've seen over recent days about an Adelaide company that are going around cleaning up former meth labs.
Yep.
We're talking about houses.
Yep, absolutely. It's a big job now because, as we know, ice use is through the roof, and someone has to clean these houses up and make them livable for people. And one man who's got that job is Sean O'Shea, and he joins us now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, lads. How you doing?
8 years ago, you started your business, and now you can't keep up. It's a busy job.
Yeah, well, we started nearly getting close to 29 years ago now, but it was in other sorts of cleaning and restoration. And then we've about 12 years ago, we did our first course in methamphetamines. We got the first ticket to South Australia. We didn't have a job for a number of years, and now it's just started snowballing.
Tell us what you do when you go to a house that you think is being affected by methamphetamine.
Well, first we got to make sure. So sometimes the customer will call us, they say, look, we're a bit worried. Some people might not be feeling too well. There might have been some suspect characters there previously. So we'll actually do a test and confirm whether it's actually been contaminated or not. And then after that, then we do further testing, which will then give us the if it's positive, we do further testing to say whether it's how contaminated it is. You can get contamination from smoking, and then a lot of smoking there, right through then to your cooking of meth as well. Then we'll see how badly affected it is, and then we'll install a remediation plan then of what we need to do.
Sean, what are the symptoms? When people start getting sick, what happens to them?
Sore throats, sniffly, nose, itchiness. There's a lot of different chemicals that they use in as well, so it can affect different people differently. So the main thing that really should be done these days is having a test prior to someone moving into a premises, so they actually know, look, this is free, this is clear, and it's good for the tenant and good for the landlord as well, because then the landlord can say, look, this property has been tested and it has come back clear, so you know, you're all good to go. We had one property that was very badly affected, and the owner lost over $100,000 in rent and damages and replacement of furniture and air conditionings and everything.
So you have to take the air conditioning out.
Air conditioning came out of this one. The insulation in the ceiling space came out. All the floor coverings.
Insulation in the roof.
There's all that's left behind is a shell.
So and what? Carpets, everything.
Everything in that house. All bedding, curtains. You're just left with a shell.
What's the state of some of these places you're looking at? I know you just said you have to leave everything there, but what does it look like when you're going into these places?
Their cleanliness goes out the window. It just gets messy. It gets dirty and yellow stains and things like that where they've been cooking. It's very hard to pinpoint unless you actually do a test and go, look, well, I've swabbed this. It's coming back positive. We got a problem here.
How prevalent is it? How many houses a year do you think you're cleaning?
Look, we're doing anything up to two, maybe three a week even these days, so it's getting worse, and it just destroys lives. I said, we leave nothing but a shell, and it's the same with people's lives. Nothing is left in their life as well. They lose their family, they lose their job, they lose everything, and at the end, we take all their possessions, it gets put into contaminated waste, and it gets dumped. So literally, your life ends up in the skip.
So you're not just doing labs where they cook it up. You're saying people who just rent there and smoke in there regularly...
You get a build up of contamination over time. If they're for 6 to 12 months and they're smoking regularly, it just builds up, and then the contamination levels get up there.
And in that case, would you just be cleaning the house and doing the carpets? How long does it take to clean a house that someone's just been casually smoking it in there for, say, a year? How long would that take?
Oh, that still takes maybe 3 or 4 days, we'll say.
Three or four days.
Yeah, there was quite a heavy contamination there, and that took us a couple of weeks. We had to go back and do it again, and again it was like 170 times above the normal limit.
Wow. So if people out there are smoking it, whether they're addicted or recreationally or whatever, all those houses that people are doing it in their own lounge room or own, whatever, they're all contaminated, and people are then moving into them and not knowing it.
That's correct.
You wouldn't move into a house without, if you had young kids, would you, Ditz, without having it tested?
Well, that's exactly it. You shouldn't. I think it should be law at this stage where people have to have it tested before they move in. Because you're just putting people out. Now, you're wondering why your kids are sick and all of this.
Yep.
You just don't know. And so it's a big problem. It's getting bigger.
Sean, what's the name of your company?
O'Shea's organization.
All right, Sean, thanks for talking to us, Sean O'Shea. And yeah, if you suspect anything's wrong at your place or the one you're about to move into, contact them, O'Shea's organization.